Hello everybody, I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm speaking about Hungarian-Ukrainian relations. And obviously they're neighbours, and there's a small Hungarian ethnic minority community, a couple hundred thousand, in the very western edge of Ukraine, close to the Hungarian border in the Carpathian Mountains. And the Prime Minister of Hungary, Orbán Viktor, who's been there for about 16 years, he is the most pro-Moscow of all the leaders of any European Union member state. He's one of only two EU national leaders to visit Russia since Russia began its illegal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The other being Robert Fico, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, Hungary's neighbor to the north. Anyway, so there's this 90 billion euro loan that Ukraine is trying to get out of the European Union. The other European Unionists have agreed to it, but since this Ukraine war began, Hungary has dragged its feet, has opposed almost everything under Orban's Fidesz party. Now, why? Partly to get cheap oil and gas from Russia. They perceive some advantage. They think they can wring other concessions out of that and so on. Just generally being unwelcoming. Would they like some Ukrainian territory? In the very West, they think the Hungarian language isn't sufficiently respected in Ukraine and so on, because Ukraine, to assert their distinctive identity, they've promoted the Ukrainian language more and more. At the end of the Soviet era in 1991, almost everyone in Ukraine could speak Russian, even if badly in a few cases. But nevertheless, I thought about 70% of people had Ukrainian as their primary language, not that they're often bilingual. About 30% of people had Russian as their primary language, and some of them couldn't speak Ukrainian at all. But since then, they've really encouraged Ukrainian and said not other languages. The trouble is that it doesn't mean that means not Hungarian either. There are only 15 million Hungarian speakers in the world. So that's why the Hungarians are very keen that merger not be lost. Okay, so he wants, so the Druzhba, ironically meaning friendship pipeline, passes through Ukrainian territory into Hungary, providing Hungary and Slovakia with Russian energy, oil. But and bizarrely, that was allowed to carry on for a couple of years. And Ukraine was even paid transit fees for Russia by it. But then Ukraine has finally put a stop to that. So, you know, Hungary and Slovakia had a couple of years to think of workarounds. Other countries reduced their purchase of Russian oil and gas to nil in some cases. But Hungary should do so too. But he wants cheap energy. Orban, although he doesn't advocate withdrawal from the European Union, he's very much a nationalist. Say, I want the best for Hungary. And that includes cheap oil and gas. And if you don't get that pipeline working again, I will veto this loan to you. And Ukraine desperately needs that loan because obviously their economy has been trashed by the war, having spent so much in the war. It's not that they have much tourism. They've lost some of the most economically productive areas in terms of farmland or mines and so forth. They've lost most of their coastline, and who would invest there? So that's why they really needed this loan. And obviously Ukrainians are saving us. They're fighting Russia so that we don't have to, because Ukraine will obviously not be the last victim of Russia. If they get away with conquering Ukraine, they'll do this to other countries. There are Russian politicians who've said, oh yes, we should take over, we should take over Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. Their independence is legal. Their Russian troops illegally occupying Moldova. They could try and take the whole of it. They could illegally they could invade more of Georgia. They're already illegally occupying 20% of Georgia. And. So they mean us harm, have no doubt. So anyway, as the Chancellor of Germany, Friedrich Merz, said, it was a gross act of disloyalty for him to do this. I remember that the Treaty of Lisbon requires European Union countries to support European foreign policy in a serious spirit of loyalty and solidarity and so forth. And the European Council leader, Antonio Costa, correctly said it's blackmail. So Orban is stonewalling. He's playing the hard man. There are elections there on the 12th of April, and elections this party may well lose. So he's really banging the drum on this issue. But if the opposition wins, it's likely that they would agree to this, but they've not been explicit about that one. Okay, so the other European Unionists are actually fed up with it. They sometimes blocked aid to Hungary to penalise the Hungarian government for what they're doing and so on. So it is quite correctly, people say it's unacceptable. You know, Ukrainians are fighting for their lives. They're dying. And Orban's worrying about a few pennies and things like that. So, you know, Slovakia and Hungary, they've already got loans they've already got exceptions that are allowed to buy more oil and gas from Russia that other European Union countries are not. Now, I'm a European citizen, despite not wanting to be. And no, I'm not going to renounce it because we have to take the disbenefits of it in the Irish Republic. So no, I'm not going to lose the benefits of it. And obviously, I want the Irish Republic to leave the European Union, to rejoin the United Kingdom. And in my early 20s, I thought there was a slim chance, just a slim one, that might happen. But now I accept there's really no chance it's going to transpire in my lifetime. Republic of Ireland, even to be a fully independent state outside of the European Union, that would be preferable. But again, that's highly improbable that shall ever come to pass in the next sort of half a century. So as we're in the European Union, we better make the best of it. And paradoxically, that means deeper integration. And there shouldn't be the case that just one EU member state of 27 can thwart things. Remember, so look like Malta with 500,000 people, the European Union, 450 million people, would be preposterous. The Maltese government vetoed something. That wouldn't be that all 500,000 Maltese people are in favor of it. Maybe everybody in every European Union country would be in favor of it. But just, maybe 200,000 people in Malta would be against. That would be insane. Now, I know it does not quite like that. There'll always be minorities against something in every EU country. But, we should maybe say it has to be at least two member states or member states adding up to at least 10% of the EU population, something like that. But will they agree to this? It'll be watering down their power and so forth. So it's very difficult to get consensus. It takes such a long time. And then they have to compromise so much. It's so feeble. It's just the unworkability of some of these policies is patent. So that's why Orban Viktor is going in for this brinksmanship. Who's going to blink first? Because, Ukraine really needs that 90 billion euros. And the money that Russia would get from that pipeline is actually not that much. So for Ukraine, I suppose it might be better to give in because they got no alternative. But people in other European countries saying, well, why are we paying more for oil and gas if we need to? Let's just purchase more Russian oil and gas, especially because the price is going really high because of Trump's inane and completely avoidable war of aggression against Iran. Say, well, the only solution is to increase purchase of oil and gas from Russia to reduce sanctions. Venezuelan oil, not much, that's back on the market and so on. But, if Iran were defeated or if there were a new government or, sanctions were lifted on Iran for whatever reason, that would be a lot of oil and gas back on the market. That would screw over the Russian economy. I wish we could do that rather than having this terrible, wicked war in the Middle East. So Orban Viktor, he could still win that election with his Fidesz parties and young Democrats. They're not that young anymore, but it's founded in the 1980s. And back in the late 80s, he's one of the most anti-Soviet Hungarian politicians. Obviously, that's the communist days, but he's come full circle. Now, the thing is, the Russian Federation is not the Soviet Union, and they do not espouse a Marxist-Leninist ideology. We were not where we were. Almost everybody changes attitudinally over 40 years. Moreover, the situation has changed. So, that's why he's changed his mind. But I think it's terrible what he's doing to the Ukrainians. And I really hope they get that 90 billion euro loan, which they so urgently need, because they are fighting so valorously for freedom, for justice, for human rights, to save mankind. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecanada79@gmail.com. Goodbye.